Hey baby, what's good, Charlie Shitlick? Don't even trip. And welcome to the podcast, the Dark Skin and Handsome hashtag Throne Talk, the podcast about any and everything. You know why? Because I be talking because I got lips and I just be just talking and shit. It's your boy King Dame and shit. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm back. I know I've been gone for a little minute, but yeah, I'm back. And I said, welcome to the Lana remix with JD, Lulu, and Murphy Lee, and all of them other ones and shit. Snoop on that one, P. Diddy. But, Shit, yeah, I'm still down here in Atlanta too, so yeah, welcome to Atlanta. Motherfuckers on visit they move out here for sure. Hey, visit the move, but hey, like I said, I'm about to talk about some shit on this motherfucker because I've been gone for too long and I got some new stuff going on in my life, and I guess kind of interesting for me and stuff. Seeing how I was, I'm gonna just tell y'all, I'm gonna let y'all know and shit, but just yeah, I know I didn't get my coins right quick, so I don't even trip. Look, I'm kind of excited to be back recording because I ain't recorded nothing in a month because I've been down here trying to get settled and shit. But then I had to think, like, I ain't come down here to be working on 9 to 5 for the white man and shit. I came here to do other shit and I need to get to it. And this other shit that I need to be doing is this motherfucking podcast that I haven't been doing. But yeah, I'm going to be back on it and shit. Shout out to YJane. Check his podcast out. Straight up, no bullshit. And shout out to Billy Goat. They've been on my head and shit about this podcast and stuff. Appreciate that. I need that because if they wasn't on my head, I probably still took another month off too. That's because it's like I'm in between change up and my stuff, different stuff, and doing what I'm trying to do with this podcast and stuff. Then it's like, I don't know. Since I have been down here, I have been working and shit because I got to get them coins up. Got to get them coins up because ain't nobody else going to give it to me. So I'm going to go get it. And then while I'm up trying to get them coins up, that's what I was out here doing. Then I ain't come down here alone. I came down here with somebody, a girl, my homie, my girl. I guess, yeah, I got a girlfriend now, y'all. This is my first time saying it, so I guess it's really official now, because I'm telling motherfuckers. But yeah, I got a girlfriend now. Ain't no more DGs for me. Man. All the ones I act like I was my DGs and shit. Boy, let me tell y'all. Them motherfuckers hate me. Hate. All caps. Like, if I probably was still back in Michigan, most of them motherfuckers probably spit on me, hit me, or I know for sure cuss me the fuck up, but cussing me out ain't shit, but I know they want to put hands on me, but yeah, I got a girlfriend. And crazy thing is, she was down here the whole time with me for like a month. That's probably why I wasn't recording. But then, I don't know. I did record one when she was down here. So I was like, I ain't even gonna hold her. Use her as an excuse because it's just me being lazy and shit. But like I said, I was just out here getting these coins and shit like that, trying to get settled and right. But we ain't gonna try this long distance relationship out because she went back to Michigan over the weekend. So I'm out here by myself now, for real. I mean, I've been out here by myself, but I knew I was going back home after, but this is home now. But like I said, we're going to try this long distance relationship thing out. I never did it, but then again, I've only been in like 2-3 relationships ever, so. I mean, whether it work or not, it's something new and I'm willing to try it, so it is what it is. But shout out to my shorty. She was actually on a couple of podcasts here on here before and shit. Stephanie. Shout out to Stephanie and shit. But, yeah, I'm out here trying to roll some weed up. You know, I can't even smoke it in here. But I'm still going to roll up. And I don't even like rolling up. Then I got to go to work, too. So I don't even like rolling up before I go to work. Just because I'll be on my little cherry picker lift. Little thing that go all the way up in the air. Stories up in the air. And I'm scared of heights still. But some reason I got this job and I've been doing it and I've been going up and down, up in heights. I'm scared as hell. Gotta wear a harness. Putting on a harness is scary as hell. Damn, it's like it's smashing your nuts, but yeah, it's like I said, I ain't come down here to work no 9-to-5 and shit. And I'm missing one fucking audition yesterday, working a 9-to-5 and shit. But like I said, I gotta get these cleans up before I can just say fuck that. I'm gonna go to this audition first, cause your boy broke. Get that up and shit. But no, I ain't been doing nothing down here really. Just working. Been to a few comedy clubs, comedy shows. Steve Brown, he was funny as hell. It's like, I don't know, I can't remember everybody's name, but I do remember his name. He was like the first main person I've seen and shit. But I don't know, everybody I've seen so far, they've been funny as hell. I went to two different ones, two different nights and stuff, and they just been funny as hell. I might go one of this weekend. I kind of want to do to stand up just to try it, just to say I did it and shit, but I really don't want to be no comedian and shit, but I am going to try it one day just to say I did it. Yeah, some motherfuckers do think I'm funny, even though I don't, but like I said, I'm going to try it one day. I'll probably go to another comedy show. No, I've been going to comedy shows, exploring. They ain't got so many motherfucking parks out here and shit. They got so many parks out here. And, there's always something to do out here. You can never be bored. But then again, you also can't really be fat out here because the heat hit out here so motherfucking different. Like, it is hot. Like, it's, I know we in the south, but us being in the south and this heat feeling like this made me feel like we in hell. Because this heat hit different and shit. Like, a 90 in Michigan is 90. A 90 in Georgia is like 200. And that's no bullshit. That's all facts. I'm all facts. Like, it's gonna be 96 today. The fuck am I supposed to do when it's 96? When I step out the motherfucking house, that's all. But it be so motherfucking hot down here and shit. You gotta check your AC when you're in the car just to make sure that motherfucker working. Keep that bitch on max air and shit. But nah, I ain't been out here doing nothing. Just exploring, trying to get my body back right too. I ain't been drinking or smoking like how you normally would be and shit. But that's cause ain't no weed man out here and shit. Not for real. Not in this city where I live, actually. I'm in the outskirt of Atlanta and shit. So I'm like, to me, this is like the suburbs and shit. Or the boonies. Either way, it's too motherfucking far from everything. But they got a lot of everything out here, too. But like I said, ain't no motherfucking weed man out here. Then I found a couple of them. They all part-time or fake weed man to me and shit. The one, I found them at the basketball court. It took us a week to find this nigga. Over a week, so imagine smoking 5 to 10 blunts a day and shit to not smoking at all for like 5 to 10 fucking days. Oh, that's almost depressing and shit. Man, everybody out here got edibles. Bitch, I don't want no motherfucking edible. I can't get no edible high like a weed high and shit. Like, I need to hit a blunt. Edible high and wax pen is not the same to me and shit. I don't like them highs. I mean, I do and I don't, but I need to smoke a blunt. That's what I need to do. But we finally found this one weed man and shit. He part time like a motherfucker. He was at the basketball court hooping with his little shorty and shit. I'm gonna pick some lingo up out here too. So he's shooting. I seen Buddy. He was out there shooting with his shorty and shit. So I was like, hey, you know, with some weed man. And he like, yeah, man. I ain't gonna put his business out there and shit. But he said, yeah. What he say? No, he gonna say, yeah, man, I'm the weed man and shit. I usually have my bag with me, but I just woke up and I ain't got nothing with me. That's a red flag right there and shit. Nigga don't leave their houses without their tools. If a plumber about to go do some plumbing shit, or just in case some plumbing shit, a nigga always got a plunger around. No bullshit. A plumber always got a plunger around. So a weed man should always have a scale and a bag on him and shit at all time. I kept two scales. One in the car, one at the crib. One in the car because it's like I'm always on the go and I pull up on motherfuckers and shit. So, or a motherfucker might be, hey, you got some weed? Hell yeah, say less, motherfucker, right here. Scale bags and everything ready and shit. But I don't really like starting out now. So now I'm out here trying to find me a weed man. So, I mean, I don't know. He was, Nah, you know, like, I don't know, I hit him up for like a couple of dimes and bags and shit, but it was fire though. Whole time fire. Then, I ended up finding this other one. Cause his nigga was so motherfucking part-time, they were finding me another weed man and shit, man. This one actually, I guess, kind of come through and shit because he closer, he live in the neighborhood. But then, I think my weed man gay. The weed man is gay. The second weed man is gay and shit. I don't know. I don't know for sure and shit because the first night he wore the first, dude, I don't know, another time we got a bag from him and shit. I ain't get it. My girl got it from me because I was at work and shit. Then the second time I got it, she, what she got? Did she go back home yet? Yeah, she was back home, so I got it the other day and shit. So then, he get in the car and it's just like, his whole vibe, his structure, the way he walk and shit, just scream out zesty to me. If you don't know what zesty mean, I mean, that nigga is kind of fruity. I don't know, that's a nice way of me putting, telling motherfuckers they gay and shit. That nigga zesty. But, yeah, my weed man kind of gay and shit, but it is what it is and shit, because he got some fire, even though he do be texting. Everybody texts out here, even if gas station, liquor store, man, I'm so motherfucking cheap to be living out here and shit. They text on everything. Text on every fucking thing. And nigga try to charge me $201 for some hot Cheetos. I threw that bag of hot Cheetos down. I'm like, bitch, I'm from Detroit. I ain't about to do that shit. Fuck you talking about. We don't pay no $201 and no fucking no hot Cheetos. I'm already sick there at $1.89, but I was sitting here Netflix and chilling by myself, sober as fuck, trying to eat some hot Cheetos or want some hot Cheetos. So I'm like, fuck, I'm about to go get me a bag. So I got me a bag and no, I didn't get the bag because I wasn't paying no $201. I told myself I wasn't paying $1.89, but I was fiending for something, but then they tried to play me like I was a hoe and shit. I told that nigga, and then he tried to explain to me, like, look, I gotta text that nigga. Nigga, I don't give a fuck, I'm from Detroit. I'm not doing that shit. I should have taken this shit, but it is what it is. But hey, my excuse for everything from out here and shit, like, bitch, I'm not from out here, I'm from Detroit. That's my excuse for everything. Bitch, I'm from Detroit. We don't do no shit like that. Hell no. But, yeah. So that's what I kind of been doing out here. Just really chilling and exploring. So, not working. Working for me, but yeah. This is a diverse ass city or state. It's like, it is so many different race and nationalities in this motherfuckers and shit, but low key, I hope motherfuckers don't be mistaking me for no one of these motherfucking Africans out here and shit, because there's a lot of the Africans out here and shit, or whatever the fuck they be, but because I have got a little darker and shit, so I've been out here and I don't want motherfuckers thinking I'm an African. I ain't no African. I'm from Detroit, bitch. But shit, the Mexicans be out here, Puerto Ricans and shit. Maybe at worst, you're like, I'm Puerto Rican. Okay, man. They all, I don't know. I thought the Chinese was up at in that bitch tough when I'm working at. But the Mexican, Northern Spanish speaking motherfuckers in that bitch tough. Supervising everybody being that bitch speaking Spanish to each other. I'd be like, okay, then shit. I'm gonna have to brush up on my little Spanish and shit. So I know what the fuck they talking about. Because I don't want anybody talking shit about me and shit, but and me not knowing. But I don't know. All the Mexican, all the Spanish-speaking motherfuckers, they cool with me and that bitch and shit. They, hey, gringo, what you think? Nah, that I'm talking shit. But nah, they and that bitch cool as hell with me and shit. And a couple of them, they speak every time and shit. I don't be talking about nobody still and that bitch because I don't know nobody. And plus, I don't know about these niggas out here. They're kind of weird to me, but it's so motherfucking different out here. That's all I can say. It's different as fuck out here. But I know y'all see that pervert talking about he hung himself or committed suicide in jail and shit. Ain't that about a pussy ass move and shit, nigga? How you in jail for some shit that you weren't supposed to do, then instead of getting charged for the crime and shit, doing time for the crime and shit, you and yeah, that bitch, how much you gonna kill yourself, or you did kill yourself, like, whole ass nigga, what is he, I don't know, was it Charles Epstein, or Steve Epstein, I don't know the nigga name and shit, but y'all probably know who I'm talking about, but yeah, dude did that, and he should've got his, I don't know, fuck that pervert though, I guess, but, I was on Instagram, minding my business, man, great like I be and shit, doing me. And I see T.I. always a political man. He outspoken. And he put some lists of companies supporting Trump re-election. I don't give a fuck who supporting him really and shit, because motherfuckers just gonna be motherfuckers and shit. Damn again, I really do believe he gonna get re-elected. So it's just like, nigga, you can keep putting us out all you want to for what? The motherfucker's still gonna get re-elected. I hope he don't, but he is. But I don't know, he put Bang, what is that, the little energy drink? They all kind of fast food restaurants anyway, so I'm kind of glad and happy. But then again, it's like a couple on here. I will eat. I do eat. But it's like Bang, In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Olive Garden, Waffle House, IHOP, and Carl Jr. Chick-fil-A is all right. I'm going to go down this list, though, because I ain't going to talk shit. I'm rolling this blunt down. I'm on a limited time. But never had In-N-Out. Chick-fil-A is all right, but we went the other day out here. They out here doing the most. Like, I ain't know they come rushing to the door to let you in that bitch. It's my pleasure when they hand you your shit. Like, bitch, all right. I couldn't work there for damn shit. I don't give a fuck how bad it got. I could not work at Chick-fil-A. But I don't give a fuck about Chick-fil-A. Taco Bell, fuck your stomach up. Won't eat that no more. McDonald's, trash. Oh my god, this McDonald's out here so motherfucking trash. Like, they don't help nobody. Like, this McDonald's don't belong in this neighborhood. Like, it belong in a hood, because them motherfuckers in that bitch is rude and ignorant. Wendy's, I knew about Wendy's and shit, because my old supervisor always told me, why you get Wendy's and shit? They support Trump. First of all, motherfucker, I ain't even buy a Wendy's. So I would never spend my money on Wendy's, or I'm lying. But my shorty got me eating Wendy's when I was at work. She come bring me some lunch. But other than that, they meat not good to me and shit. And they fish sandwich and spicy chicken sandwich is good though, but fuck Wendy's. KFC, the white people and Mexican people chicken and shit. When I lived in Flat Rock and shit, that's all you seen, but I mean, that's kind of all that's out there and shit. It's white people. But I don't know. Fuck with Popeyes if I want some chicken. Pizza Hut. I fuck with Pizza Hut, but Domino's I've been eating lately and shit. I don't know. I fuck with Pizza Hut. I mean, Olive Garden. Olive Garden's so overrated and nasty. It's terrible. Like, who the fuck? They had Olive Garden up all the time in high school I went to and shit. And then it's just like, come on now, they ain't even good. But I went to a white high school. That's all I'm gonna say. Waffle House, I only had it in Ohio. Don't care for it. Probably why, because I had it in Ohio. Fuck Ohio too, by the way. Shout out to everybody that's in Ohio too. double conundrum. But IHOP is my motherfucking favorite, and I'm sick about that. They got the best motherfucking eggs ever. They pancakes be kind of dry sometimes and shit, but really don't go to IHOP when they be having these little specials. And Carl Jr. I think that's like Hardee's or something. Either way, I ain't never heard it. Unless it's Hardee's and shit, but I had Hardee's. But some of them business and franchises owned by black people too that don't support Trump, so if you're trying to boycott any of those, be aware. Just make sure there ain't no black owners. I said support your local black owners. Speaking of your local black owners and supporting them, I'm about to drop some new merchandise real soon. I'm gonna need y'all to go ahead and pick it up. Now I'm gonna be promoting on my IG, KingDame21. Go follow that too, by the way. New videos coming too, because I ain't been doing shit for real. If you ask me what I've been doing, not what I'm supposed to be doing, that's what I'm gonna tell you. But I got new merchandise coming soon, so. Real soon, so be on the lookout for that. Like I say, follow my Instagram, King Dame 21. The Twitter too, because it'll be on there. I'll be tweeting more and more. Trying to. It's a bigger audience than Twitter than anywhere else, I feel like. And Facebook is just like ready for jokes and shit, so it's like, be aware of that. But I see Lamar Odom, he done got him. I'm just talking. I'm not just talking to my time right now and shit. But Lamar Odom, he done got him a new girlfriend and shit. I see somebody talking about him found him a badass crackhead and shit. Oh my god, I was dying laughing and shit. But shit, even if he did and shit, she is bad though. Even if he did and shit, crackheads don't break up, crack stay together. Until one of them gone, that's fucked up. But it is what it is, I guess. I don't know, preseason starting. Football, I'm ready for that and shit. I'm for sure ready for some football and shit. I'm gonna check out this College Hall of Fame dying and shit. But the Lions ended up getting their ass beat the other last week. I'm going to the bathroom to go check my score or phone and shit, look at the score. It's like 31-0, third quarter. But I'm like, I ain't be tripping throughout the preseason too much because every time the Lions do good in the preseason, they end up doing terrible in the season. Every time they do bad in the preseason, they kind of do good in a regular season. So it's like, it's a 50-50. Because I don't like seeing them lose. But it is what it is. Donald Trump reporting proposed policy to ban public assistance for illegal immigrants and deny green cards. What the fuck have a Mexican ever did to this motherfucker and shit? The biggest terrorists are fucking white people. Shooting up Walmarts, shooting up malls and shit, like two fucking mass shooting over the time I haven't been recording and shit. Probably more than that. And it's just like, it's fucking disgusting because it's just like, it's people from America. Nobody else. Like, the biggest terrorists are the cops. And young people with guns and rifles and shit. I just don't give a fucking shit. I don't believe a lot of motherfuckers believe in God. That's why I don't like using the name in vain like this. I'm sorry. I don't believe a lot of people believe in God and stuff because if you ain't believing in nothing, you just out here running around and stuff. And ain't nobody believing in nothing. So it's just like, they ain't not answering to nobody. So they all doing what they want to do and stuff. And it's just like, it's scary and sickening. Make you sometimes not even want to go outside or do anything, especially in a massive area or in a big group of people. Because anything or anybody can just happen and shit. So it's just like, it's crazy. Then they talking about the LGBTQ. Did they change their letters up? LGBTQ history to be taught in Illinois public schools. Come on now, chill out. First of all, pay these teachers more. Second of all, talk about real histories. Talk about the real math after high school. Stuff you need, the life lessons on, stuff like that. I ain't teaching history about that. Like, what you gonna talk about? This was the first girl to suck on a pussy and shit. And they beat her up because they ain't like that shit. I don't know, it's weird to me and shit, but I don't know if you're, some of y'all know him and shit, singer, rapper, or whatever the fuck he is. Mike Posner. I ain't know he from Michigan until one day I was watching the Detroit Thanksgiving parade and he was on that bitch. I said, damn, I ain't know this dude from Michigan and shit. But yeah. But he was walking across America. Then I guess Mike Posner has legitimately been walking across America since mid-April, releasing new music along the way. At miles 1,632, 2,800, he had a near-death experience getting bit by a rattlesnake and now rehabbing to get back to walking. And that's crazy, though. It's like, you out doing something every day, the same thing every day. But then you gotta learn how to do what you've been doing. All because of fucking snakes. I'm terrified of snakes. I hate snakes and shit, but. Yeah, but he and Mike Posner ended up talking about from 24 miles per day to using a walker to get to the bathroom. I'm on my way back. I'm going to rebuild this patient's inequality. Immunity. I don't know how to say that word, but I fucked that word up and I don't care. But like I said, y'all know I can't read anyway, but My time is running short, and I ain't talking about too much shit because I'm just rambling about a lot of nothing. And I'm going to let y'all have your day, night, or whatever the case may be and shit, but I want y'all to go follow my social media, please. KingDane21, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, KingDane23. But yeah, like I said, new merchandise coming soon. A new better podcast coming soon. Two new videos coming soon. New everything coming soon. But sometimes your circles decrease in size, but increase in volumes. So y'all stay up like a lay, y'all smile, make a difference, and tell everybody y'all heard dang. Hey, baby, I'm out. You know, man.